Again, a weekend with demonstrations against racism. Wonderful, I think. So many people getting on the road. And at last, we are discussing racism in our own country and how deeply it is rooted in our minds and structures. But, old truth, it is not so easy. I'm discussing with young people. And of course, I belong to the good fellows. But the young guys think they're right the same, in spite of having some completely different opinions. That the King of Negroes should be deleted out of the famous children's book Pippi Langstrumpf? Rubbish, I think. Hello, they repeat. Guess why we are so familiar with racist thinking. The other way around, when I'm questioning their judging, protesters, the good guys, the policemen, the bad ones, do you realize the bubbles you're stuck in? And then discussion really gets enthusiastic. I always have to remember now the one who exceeded all borders, who didn't judge anyone because of religion, gender, or social class, and who didn't care what others might think when he met people you better would avoid. And I remember the one who mentioned that the good shepherd would lead his sheep out, not right into the bubble and the familiar settings, but out of them. I need to exercise this openness, and we need to exercise together to keep following the God who exceeded all borders, to wipe off our discouragement, and to become living people reflecting the living God.